the truth and the lies, Waco. I'm very fascinated that today happens to be 28 February, 2016. I believe everybody in the world has heard of Waco. That was a day that the whole world found out about Waco. I'm sure most of y'all know who David Koresh was. If you don't, you can do a lot of research and find out that he was not a very nice man. He was a leader of a cult that was located just outside of Waco, Texas. He was a very manipulative man. He used the Bible to control people. And there's a lot of people like him. Jim Jones was another such man that used the Bible, used God's name in vain to control people. David Koresh's original name was Vernon Howell. He changed his name in 1990 so that it could fit his image that he wanted to portray to the world and to other people. He took over Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel was the place in Waco, Texas that they named this compound that was connected with the Seventh-day Adventist Church and an offshoot of it. It wasn't necessarily, you know, with the main Seventh-day Adventist Church. They were kind of an offshoot, had their own ideas, and it was a violent takeover of that compound, of the people that had it previous. It was on 77 acres. Initially, the housing there was separate homes, but when Koresh took over, he wiped all that out and made it one big compound where he so he could control everybody very easily. The inside the compound was no electricity or running water or air conditioning. Of course, if you don't have electricity, you don't have air conditioning. But in his room, there was. For the people, there wasn't. His followers. These people were extremely devoted to him. So much so that the men were willing to give their wives to him. I've done, over the years, I've done a lot of research about David Koresh and what he did to those people. He brainwashed them. And you know what? It wasn't just him. Satan was behind everything that man did. And I know there's a lot of people that blame the government for what happened. And yes, after reading through all the things that took place that day and beyond on 19 April 1993, when the fortress went up in flames, I believe there were a lot of mistakes on both sides, but I believe that Satan and God were involved in that situation. It was 26 years ago, and it still interests people. Last year was the 25th anniversary, and they had all kinds of, they got new documentaries out. There's some people that were survivors of Waco that have not talked about it since. But last year, at the 25th anniversary, they got interviews, and it's really a horribly sad situation. But you know what? In the Bible, talks about people like him, that there will be many that come in my name. And do you know, he claimed to be Christ, claimed to be the second coming of Christ, and maybe the Antichrist. But I would like to mention that the first part of my speech was done at the Jackson VA during my Toastmaster meeting. I had inadvertently said that the date was 28 February 2016, That is not correct. The correct date is
28 February 2019.
For some reason, the rest of my speech did not get recorded because when I went back to listen to it, it only recorded half of it, and I don't know if I accidentally turned it off or what, but it was really good to be able to talk about what happened today, or the anniversary of what happened on this day 26 years ago. I look at this day as one of the most important days in my life. It was a day that God saw my state. He saw that I was walking with the enemy, and he came to my home, personally came down by his spirit and rescued me. And I will never forget that day. What happened to me in a very private setting which was, only known by those who were present until I started broadcasting my testimony. What's amazing to me is how God made that day be a day that everybody remembers. Everybody remembers. Everybody that was alive during that time.
28 February 1993.
In the world knew what was going on. And even more so when April 1993 took place. Because that was the day of the fire. The horrible fire that burnt Koresh and all of his followers up that stayed with him. My speech today was supposed to be 5 to 7 minutes. I did go over my time. And I could have talked even longer. Because there's so much that I could say and share with what God has shown me. There's much to that day that I don't even understand. I mean, it's really something how he wanted to make sure that 28 February 1993 went down in history as a day to be remembered and never forgotten. And it is. And I don't think it's just because of what happened in Waco, Texas. I believe it's because of what happened in Forest, Mississippi, in the home of a young lady that was crying out to God to rescue me and my family. Little did I know that I was walking with the enemy. I did not know that then. But he exposed them for who they served. And when I found out that they didn't serve the Almighty God as they claimed to, I wanted nothing to do with them. And that's how I am towards everything that I find that is not pleasing to God. I want nothing to do with it. If I know that Satan has his hand in it, or it's a deception, or it's something that pleases my enemy, I don't want nothing to do with it. There's this scripture that I sent out to different people that's in my phone contact list. And I'm not a good quoter of scripture. I got it in my heart, but it says, it goes something like this. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And that's the truth. I want to do what's pleasing to God. And he knows that. And I just want to thank him for what he did for me and my family. Mary, my sweet little Mary, she's the only one that reached out to me today and said she's so thankful for what God did for us. And she knows how important of a day it is for me. And I'm really thankful that God put on her heart to respond to me today, to let me know that it's important to her too. Because I don't know where we would be if God hadn't intervened. I don't know where we would be. Because we were definitely, as a family, not just, you know, it was me and my children and Wayne. We were going in the wrong direction. But God didn't want us to. He broke the chains that were binding me. He made Satan leave me alone. And he had to scatter. When the light comes, Satan can't stand it. He resides in the darkness, and when the light comes, he can't remain. And that's what happened. The true light came into my life in a major way on that day. And I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I honor you. I worship you, Lord God, above anything. I just ask you to lead me, guide me, and help me to do your will in this world. No matter what it is, I look to you for the strength, the ability, and the desire to do it. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Thank you that you've allowed me to love you and be loved by you. That's really an amazing thing, to know that my God, my Creator, Father in heaven, cares about me. And I know you do. And you care about a lot of people. You've demonstrated it by giving your son to make a way to be reunited with you one day through him. I love you. I thank you. And I praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.